a momentous event in the history of football in Newbury. Yesterday, Newbury Football Club returned to play at their so-called spiritual home at the newly revamped Faraday Road Football Ground. Here's Newbury's MP Lee Dillon on the significance of the game.
This is the first home game for Newbury after many years from losing the ground. We were really fortunate that Newbury Community Football Group approached the community at large, and the Lib Dems heard those calls in the run-up to the local elections in May 23. We put that in our manifesto, and obviously we got elected with a landslide majority to take control of West Barks for the first time in 18 years, and we delivered on our promise. And today really is the pinnacle of that promise, seeing Newbury, you know, warming up here as we're talking. And in a few moments' time, they'll be kicking off for their first home game.
Lee McDougall from Newbury Community Football Group explained that the milestone was the result of tenacity and hard work.
We formed a community interest company back in 2016, initially so we could apply to get the ground registered, an asset of community value, which kind of gives it protection from the council. And ever since then, yeah, small group of us that have been involved in, you know, local football, both at junior and senior football, really just campaigning, making a bit of a nuisance ourselves over the last 8 years, getting the support of the community, petitions, asking questions to the council, just raising the profile and keeping it in everyone's mind. And luckily the community also recognised the value and supported us and gave us the impetus to keep going, because many times over the last few years people have said, yeah, give it up, it's not going to happen. But, you know, we had lots of support and encouragement that kept us going, and luckily that brings us to here today.